Irene, then. I believe that's Irene.
I believe it was. See, that was three longs, I believe.
Well, that's Irene.
Well, good.
I'll give it.
All right.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. This is Lyman Abner.
By Abel's Auto Company, 1030 North Meridian Street. Indiana's largest and most dependable used car dealer. In business for almost a third of a century.
Lom planned to send Cedric Weehawk and Gomer Bates down the Warsaw River on a raft so that he could write a book about their adventures. Well, through Lom's natural talent for blundering, he and Abner, instead of the two boys, got on the raft. The stubborn current has kept them in midstream, and they've been drifting for 2 days now, with little more than two cases of peanut butter for provisions. Well, that's it up to now, and just a moment we'll see what the old fellow's up to today.
See what you're about. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Tom Bean.
What'd you say, Abner?
Tom Bean. Whistling Tom Bean.
What in the world made you think of Whistling Tom Bean?
Well, he used to come by the place about this time every evening, all spruced up, headed for downtown, whistling away just as happy as he's in his right mind.
Well, what in the world made you think of him all of a sudden?
I don't know. It seems like when you don't know whether you'll ever get back home alive or not, you just think of the little things that you never paid no attention to before, I think.
Yeah, that's peculiar, ain't it? I was just thinking of Brother Beasley's nose.
Brother Beasley? Circuit rider?
Yeah. Did you ever notice that kind of a little button at the end of his Brother Beasley's nose?
Oh, yeah. Looks sort of like a red hole bearing. Wriggles up and down while he's giving out loud talk.
That's right. Every time he puts over an important point, it turns white.
Yeah.
It stays white till he starts talking again.
Logan, I thought nobody ever noticed that but me, Lum. Reckon how come you to think of that now?
I reckon when Tom Bean comes whistling by your place, and Brother Beaver's nose is jumping like a rabbit, and all them little things is happening normal. Well, it means everything's like it ought to be in Pine Ridge.
I reckon so.
And when everything's normal in Pine Ridge, I granted just ain't no better place in the world to live.
No. We start sitting on the front porch right now, listening to old Tom Bean whistling that chilly little old tune. Bless his heart.
Yeah, well, Emma, we better not get to pining for home too much. When a fella gets to talking out loud to himself, that's one sign he's going crazy.
Well, at least if I was going crazy, I'd know where I was going. Got the slightest idea where I'm headed for now.
Well, near as I can figure, we must be down around Buckville.
Where, huh?
Must be. And if we don't get picked up or swept into the shore by the current right soon, we'll probably get pushed right out into the middle of Lake Hamilton.
For the law me sake. You'd think somebody would have sent out a searching party first, Lon. Though I believe they're just glad to get shut of us.
No, I don't think that, Abner.
Done the whole thing on purpose. Planned every little detail. I found you there all sitting around laughing, joshing one another about how they put one over on me.
Now, don't imagine a lot of things.
Finally.
Here, let me give you a cup of hot coffee. Lucky I managed to rescue some of the stuff out of the third case yesterday.
Yeah, you risked your life to do it too, Lom. I ought to jump in instead of you.
Well, I can swim a little, and you can. And with all that peanut butter inside of you, you'd have sunk like a rock.
No, I don't believe I would. That hollow head of mine would have kept me floating for hours.
Well, you got a point there.
So, Mister, I think I've been too ignorant to notice they were trying to get rid of us.
Now, cut it out.
Lee Levers planned the whole thing. Listen. Live a death fight, this useless.
Now, lucky.
My own woman, own precious, lifelong partner, turned against
me. Abner, I believe you're blowing your top. Now, drink this coffee.
Now, Cedric Weehunt's the one that done it. The boy I trusted with my life, just like a son.
Abner. Have you been getting into that canned heat? You ain't supposed to eat that stuff.
Double cost me like a snake in the weeds is what they done. Elizabeth, how could you have fell for Cedric's awful plan?
For pity's sake, Abner, straighten yourself out here,
Cedric,
please.
Don't love Elizabeth. The varmint's just going to marry her so he can collect my income.
Marry her?
I can see the whole thing.
Oh,
Lom,
do goodness, Abner.
Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. I can hear him talking right now. About me, too. Laughing stocks of Pine Ridge, that's what I am.
Can't hear no such a thing, Abner. You just wore out from no sleep and the cold.
And I believe you've got a fever.
Listen to him, Lom, the ornery varmint. Listen to him talking about me.
I don't hear nothing.
Well, I hear him as Cedric Weehunt's on the phone right there in the dark.
Hello, Cedric Weehunt, owner of the John Down store, doing the talking. Oh, hello, Miss Elizabeth, honey. Why, sure, we'll take another bundle of old Peabody's money and hit the high spots tonight, kid. Oh, to heck with the expenses. It ain't my money I'm spending. Nothing's too good for you, kiddo. Hey, they got a hot orchestra over there at the jungle room at the Hotel Eagle. Pioneer, saxophone, and drum. We'll show them monkeys how to dance. I'll pick you up about 6:30. So long, sweet self. Oh, hi, Mr. Squire. Come on in.
Well, Cedric, my boy. And what's the new owner of the John Down store amusing himself with today?
Oh, just sitting here having some target practice with my slingshot. What's this? I'm just about finished knocking off them jars of sour pickles. Can't stand the thing.
Well, now, Cedric, just because you chisel that out of everything he's got, it's no sign you have to be destructive.
Miss Elizabeth, give me the store to do anything I wanted with. Mind up, Squire. Oh, Miss Patton.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Cedric. You did a good job of getting rid of Abner. But are you sure that he's not liable to come back?
Oh, that's the old varmint. He's more likely drowned by now. I made sure of that, all right.
Yeah, you did, huh?
Oh, yeah. I bored a hole in the raft. Down to them two old fellas never got 50 foot off of the shore before they come.
You're smart, Mr. Cedric. Why you and Elizabeth ain't gonna get married?
Oh, just as soon as his insurance comes through. I ain't taking no chances.
Smart boy. So where are you going on your honeymoon?
Well, I know one thing. It ain't going to be down the river on a leaky raft.
Oh, you're a climber, great bold of thought. Now, why shouldn't I have had a son like you?
Well, I never knowed you had a boy, Mr. Squire.
Well, don't brag about it, Cedric. It's a hushed up subject in the family. I call him everything I ever knew, but to no avail. The scoundrel never turned a dishonest dollar in his life.
Couldn't learn him nothing, huh?
I tried my best, Cedric. Showed him all the tricks and dodges of every confident scheme I knew. But nothing.
Oh, that's too bad, Mr. Squire.
Yes, well, we've all got to have our disappointments in life, I guess, Cedric.
Well, what up is yet now, Mr. Squire?
Oh, he's got some kind of an honest job or a president of a railroad company or something, Cedric.
Some kind of dull, though.
Yes, I never corresponded with him. During the war, I had him all set up in a nice big gasoline black market business, but he turned it down cold.
Well, I'll be doggone. He's done.
Oh, yeah. Poor Miss Kemp, like I never got over it, just broke her heart.
Well, I guess everybody can't be smart chiselers like me and you, Mr. Squire.
Abner, snap out of it. Quit smashing them peanut butter jars with that hammer. Take it easy now, partner. Just lie down here and be quiet. You've got a fever and you're having them hallucinations.
Wasn't it Squire and Cedric out here talking?
No, it was just your imagination. Now try and get this coffee down and be quiet. God blame it, I've got to get us off of here somehow.
Rob, I swear I hear Cedric Weehunt get down.
Hey, you fellas.
I can still hear just as plain, Mom.
What's wrong, Mr. Abner? We're over here. Hang on, we'll be right out there.
Yeah, hear that, Mom? Hey, look, I can see them. It's Cedric and Squire and Elizabeth.
Abner, you're a plum to goodness. It is them.
Uh-huh.
Right over there on the bank, and they've got a rowboat. Cedric and Squire and Elizabeth. And hot dog Penelope Friddle, too.
Hooray for Cedric, we're safe.
Hot dog, they love him.
Hey, watch out, Mom. Where are you going?
I'm
going
to meet them.
Hey, Abner, if you're thinking of trying what I just got, don't do it. In your weakened condition, I don't think you can make it.
And Lum nearly drowned in the bargain. Yet things are going along normal again, and in just a minute we'll come back to Lum and Abner.
Hey, home. Sure looks good, Abner. Makes a fella feel good to be half alive.
Greatest place in the world.
I can tell you're feeling a heap better already.
Yeah, there ain't nothing like the touch of home to cure a touch of fever, Lum.
Yeah.
I sure hope I never get them United Nations again.
Hallucinations, then.
Well, whatever it is. I believe it was that bad plain peanut butter, done it. I just can't stand the thought of that.
No, I know it wasn't that, Ed. More likely just the cold and the rain.
He was exhausted.
Well, I can stand that, but I can't stand peanut butter no more. I believe that's what done it, Tom.
Couldn't have been, Edmund. Peanut butter's good for you. Oh, come in, Cedric.
Yeah, come in, Cedric.
Oh, hi, fellas. Well, I got a fire built in both of your houses now. You want me to drive you fellas over there?
No, we'll walk, Cedric. You varmint, you wife stealer, you homer.
Abner, wait a minute.
Try to get shut of me, told you to see Elizabeth and collect my insurance money. Wife stealer.
Abner.
Abner.
And Cedric, throw that peanut butter sandwich away before Abner goes to clean out his head again. Good night, folks.
Tom, see you tomorrow.